What's going on, guys? This is Corey Willis here, your host of the Reign of Five podcast. What's going on, guys? Glad to be back with you here on another edition of the show. It's game week. If you're a college football fan, just like I am, you know that you live for weeks like this where you just get to sit back and watch some great college football games. First week, we have a lot of games coming up in the schedule. We already had one where we had Miami take on Florida out in Camping World Stadium. Have a little notes on that game. Before I do kind of talk about it a little bit, I will say that for the most part, I did get to watch pretty much the third quarter all the way until the end. I was out with family members, had a great time. Miami took on Florida. It was one of those games where, of course, being the first game of the season, you know that there's just going to be a bunch of penalties. Guys are not going to be where they need to be. It's pretty much the first game. It's the first game of the season, guys. Like, for me, now I've consumed so much college football, I can honestly say that you expect things. Like, I expect games to be like that, where it's really pretty much bad football for the most part. It's just guys not being where they're supposed to be. Of course, things will change as the season progresses. You're not going to have... No team is going to be perfect coming out the gate, first game of the season. I've never in my lifetime seen a team come out the gate looking perfect. Maybe I have, but for the most part, it's just common now to see guys pretty much, you know, miss tackles and, you know, get offsides penalties and, you know, PIs and this, that, and the third. It's just, of course, you look for it to be a mess. And for this game, unfortunately, with it being the first game of the season or the first official, unofficial game of the season, since we're finally in that new week. Well, we're in the first week of pretty much all the games being played. We just saw that from both teams. Felipe Franks, he came out the game pretty much 17 for 27, 254 yards, 2 touchdowns with 2 interceptions. Yes, I did see his antics on the sideline. And look, as a quarterback, I have no problem with that. It's the first game of the season. Anyone that's as hyped up as he was, of course, last Saturday, you know, I have no problem with it. You know, it's pretty much what you're going to get when you have these guys finally getting back on the field after, you know, going through winter workouts and spring and pretty much fall camp. You're going to get guys that are really hyped through whatever comes their way on the football field. And Felipe Franks was pretty much an example of that last Saturday. He finished the game 17 for 27. It's hard to judge just because it's the first game. He did look a little off. Of course, Dan Mullen, being the quarterback whisperer, as you can say, I fully expect him to change some things. Probably, you know, get him to settle down some more, and he will settle down as the season progresses. But he finished off with a 38.6 QBR. which should tell you pretty much how this game went. Jaren Williams, on the other side for the Hurricanes, he finished the game 19 for 30 with 214 passing yards, one touchdown. No interceptions, but man, I will say this. For the two quarters that I did watch him, he was getting sacked a lot. Like, it was not good. I will say that. It was not good. First year head coach Manny D has. He has to do something about that offensive line. Hopefully that they can do something to protect him, just because I did not see it on Saturday, last Saturday. It was pretty much abysmal for the most part. I will say they did okay running the football. DJ Dallas, he had 12 carries for 95 yards and a touchdown. I know it's not much, of course. He got close to 100 yards for the night. But from what I did see from him, I did see a lot of poise, a lot of, I guess you can say, just he was very patient with making sure he struck at the times that he needed to strike. I really had no problem with him. I'd say if you're Manny Diaz, give this guy the rock a lot more, just because if you can, by any chance, run the football, maybe that can open some things in the passing game. And Jaren Williams desperately needs it. But, I'd say, you know, he had a pretty good game. In terms of run blocking, the offensive line pretty much did their job. It's just that pass protection. They have to fix that some kind of way. I can't stress that enough. But, LaMichael Perine for Florida, he had 10 carries, 42 yards, no touchdowns. Of course, he's pretty much their bell cow. They're going to need LaMichael Perine for the rest of the season in order to try to get far in their SEC East. It's, I'd say right now, it's them. It's Florida, Georgia, and I'd say probably Kentucky and South Carolina, in my eyes, are teams, you know, looking to really catapult themselves in terms of their division and, you know, trying to make it to a decent bowl game this year, a chance to be seen, a chance to show that, you know, they are improving. And of course, Georgia pretty much has, they are the bell cows, I'd say, of the SEC East. They are pretty much the standard when you're looking at Alabama as being the standard of the West. Georgia is just that in the East. And if you are a guy like LaMichael Perine, you want to be at the upper echelon. You want your team to be at the upper echelon of the conference and your division. And hopefully this will bring out the best of him for the rest of the season. And hopefully Dan Mullen can try to draw him up some plays to where he can actually help the offense a lot more. But it's just a real back and forth game. Florida won it last minute, 24-20. I'd say it was an entertaining game, to say the least. Despite all of the penalties that just came in that game, I'd say I had fun watching it in terms of it being the first game of the year. But the Gators beat the Hurricanes 24-20. They have that 1-0 record. Let's see what they'll do for the rest of the season. They have Tennessee Martin next week. So I guess you could probably chalk that up as a win. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. I'm not going to pretty much put the cart before the horse. We shouldn't do that, of course. But, we'll see what the Gators do going forward. And also we'll see what Miami does going forward as well. See what their schedule is like coming up next week. Oh, they play North Carolina. So on tomorrow night, we'll have the Texas State Bobcats heading into College Station to take on Jimbo Fisher's Texas A&M Aggies. This is Jimbo Fisher's second year. Kellen Mond is his quarterback once again. He's going to take charge of being a quarterback for the Aggies. I look for him to have a better year than what he did previously. Look for him to actually stay in the pocket a lot longer and get those checkdowns in to, you know, increase that QBR. I feel like Jimbo Fisher has the quarterback to pretty much run the offense that he needs to run. It's just Kellen Mond's had, you know, a little bit of these, you know, he's had those flashes where, yeah, he's great 1 minute, and then there's 1 minute where, you know, you're wondering, hey, why did you make that throw? So this is, once again, another great starting point for Kellen Mond to actually be embedded in Jimbo Fisher's philosophy, what he wants him to do as a quarterback, as a leader of this team, leader of this offense. We all seen what Jimbo Fisher can do, going back to him at Florida State. The guy's an innovator, and he can take a quarterback and pretty much mold him into being a winner and molding his team into succeeding in the passing game and in the running game as well. So this is a great starting point, like I said, take on Texas State, and just to see pretty much what they can do going forward. Jake Spavadal, the head coach of the Texas State Bobcats. This is his first year after leaving West Virginia. We'll see what that offense looks like after last year. Texas State did not have the season that they had hoped for. But in terms of them going up against bigger and, I guess you could say, better competition, of course, it's always good to see a team like Texas State take on some of the bigger fish in college football by seeing the matchups, seeing which players have an opportunity to flourish throughout the season. So look for them to actually improve in the Sun Belt going forward. So all of the games that we have for week one of the college football season. It's week one. We've all been waiting for this since the national championship. Since we saw Trevor Lawrence hoist up that college football playoff championship trophy, we said in our minds that, man, college football is gone. We're not going to get college football until pretty much this point. We said the same thing after Toronto beat the Warriors in the finals. We said the same thing after Tom Brady won his sixth Super Bowl ring. It's still amazing to know that this guy is still playing football with six rings. But I'm not surprised. It's Tom Brady. Yeah, we all said this, that we needed to get back to week one of the college football season. And now we're back to this point again. And now we get to see some football. We get to see these guys actually get on the field and pretty much show the stuff to the world. So, week one games. Now, with all of these games during week one of the college football season, I decided to select six games for week one. My first one is the 19th ranked Wisconsin Badgers taking on the South Florida Bulls this Friday. Blake Barnett seems to be the clear-cut starter at the quarterback position for the Bulls. If you know who Blake Barnett is, he played for Alabama, elected to transfer to Arizona State. Things didn't work out there as well. He's going to be the quarterback for the South Florida Bulls now. That's a 4 p.m. kickoff. Note that all of these games will be in Pacific time, so just note that. So, yeah, 4 p.m. kickoff. Eager to see what he does this year. Hopefully this is his final destination. We always talk about journeymen in the NFL or the NBA or what have you. But I'd say he's one of them. Hopefully we finally get to see what this guy brings to the table at the quarterback position. But on the flip side, the Badgers, they found their quarterback in Jack Cohn. He beat out Chase Wolf and freshman Graham Metz to win the starting quarterback position. So, yeah, Jack Cohn, the starting quarterback. Still have your running backs for Wisconsin, Jonathan Taylor, along with Bradrick Shaw. Those guys return. And, of course, if you haven't been in the news lately or haven't been looking at the news lately, not too long ago, wide receiver Quintez Cephas was just reinstated not too long ago, I think about 5 days ago, from what I'm seeing. He's been ruled eligible to play after some sexual assault charges, serious charges, were tied to his name. So he's back in the rotation. In terms of football, we'll see what Wisconsin does going forward. But that's my first game that I have for you during the official week one schedule. My second game, I have Duke taking on number two Alabama in Atlanta this Saturday. 12:30 p.m. kickoff. If you just heard, as I'm recording this on a Wednesday evening, linebacker Dylan Moses will be out for the season. Yep. That is a really tough blow for a team that's trying to get back to the national championship. Of course, we've heard Nick Saban said that he couldn't afford big injuries like this one. Correction, no one can afford injuries like this. Like, Dylan Moses was, if I had to say, he's probably one of the best, if not the best, defensive player in all of college football. If he's not, he's close, of course, with Grant Delpit from LSU. This is a major blow for Alabama. Of course, it's Alabama. They always think of next man up, but, man, you got to think about depth at that position. And for someone like Nick Saban, who wants a really good defense that has depth, that's pretty much how they win national championships at the University of Alabama, is through their defense. To have a guy go down like that is not good. And only time will tell what Alabama will do going forward. But still eager to see that game. This is the year for Alabama to come back and make a statement. I still think they're a really good football team. And I still believe that they are a great contender for the college football playoffs. Nick Saban is one of the best college football coaches in all of college football. So I don't see why they would have much of a problem getting back to where they need to be at, just because they have Nick Saban on their side. But like I said, losing Dylan Moses and losing Josh McMillan, who I forgot to add, both of those linebackers are key to what they want to do to you. They want to stop the run. And now that they don't have those guys for the rest of this season, that's going to be tough for the Crimson Tide. But we'll have to see what happens next. My next game that I have is Florida Atlantic versus the number 5 Ohio State Buckeyes. Justin Fields, you all know that guy. He is the starting quarterback for the Buckeyes this year. Transferred from Georgia last year. Jake Fromm's backup. It's going to be a 9 a.m. kickoff. Eager to see what he does this year now that he's a clear-cut starter and we will finally get to see him in a full season, hopefully. I'm eager to see what Ohio State does as well. Seeing Michigan is one thing, but seeing Ohio State and seeing them without Urban Meyer, I want to see what this team does this year. And having a guy like Justin Fields, who's a dynamic playmaker, number one recruit in the nation a couple of years ago, I want to see what this guy brings to the table in college football. And being at a school like Ohio State can only help. So, yeah, 9 a.m. kickoff. Next game will be, this is a, it's a weird one, but I think it'll be a fun one, to say the least. It is South Carolina versus North Carolina. 12:30 p.m. kickoff. It's Mack Brown's first game in, since 2012, I'd say. It's been a long time. Mack Brown is back. Going to take on Jake Bentley and the Fighting Gamecocks. this is a year that South Carolina is looking to try to improve. This is a year that I think Will Muschamp needs his team to improve. So this is a big game for both programs, and for both men. Both Mack Brown and Will Muschamp, and I'm looking forward to see this game. I'm looking forward to seeing what unfolds and who comes out on top at the end. But on Sunday we have a 4:30 p.m. kickoff. We'll have the Houston Cougars taking on the number 4 Oklahoma Sooners, and the starting quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners is ex-Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts. He is now their starting quarterback. He's a guy a couple years ago that was SEC Player of the Year. This guy pretty much presents to you a quarterback that has plenty of class and plenty of talents in terms of his feet. Jalen Hurts, I think, is with one of the best coaches in college football that can get him to produce to be a better passer, I'd say. Lincoln Riley is that guy, and I believe that Jalen Hurts can flourish in this offense if he does all of the necessary things to do so. So he's a guy that I would heavily look after for in terms of, I know it's really, really early, in terms of Heisman race, just because that offense can help him produce numbers that will make him Heisman worthy. So look for Jalen Hurts to have a big season with Oklahoma. Yeah, that should be a great, great game as well. I'm eager to also seeing Houston's quarterback King as well. He had a pretty quiet season for the most part towards in the beginning, but towards the end, people started hearing about him a lot more. So yeah, that should be a fun game on Sunday. And my final game, this is probably going to be the biggest game of the college football weekend. It will be the number 11 Oregon Ducks taking on the number 16th ranked Auburn Tigers. A 4:30 p.m. kickoff this Saturday at AT&T Stadium. If you just heard, Auburn, not too long ago, named their starting quarterback this week. It was either this week or last week. Bo Nix, he will be the starting quarterback for the Auburn Tigers. Eager to see what he does, because he is a freshman coming in to start for the Auburn Tigers. Not many freshmen have swept in to start for the Auburn Tigers. He will be the first in, I think, over 30-plus years, I think, 30 or 40-plus years. Eager to see what he does. And also looking to see what Oregon does as well, too. Herbert, which had a fantastic season last year, he's back as their quarterback. So, Mario Cristobal versus Gus Malzahn at AT&T Stadium. I cannot wait for that matchup. So, yeah, six games that I picked out for you guys. Look, I am eager to want to watch these games. Not just because of the quarterbacks, honestly. I know we always talk about the quarterback position and how valuable it is, and yes, it's valuable, but I'm just really ready to watch some college football in the first official week of the college football season, and these are some of the games that I'm going to be watching from hopefully beginning to the end. So that's it, guys. That's it. That's my first show heading into the 2019 season officially. I can't wait for this. I look forward to building more shows with you guys. Hopefully some interviews going forward. But yeah, this is Corey Willis signing off. Hey, guys, if you haven't found me on Twitter yet, you can follow me on Twitter. It's at listen2ksw, and that's all one handle. It's listntoksw. AEW. So yeah, that's it for another edition of the Reign of Five podcast. Look forward to having more shows with you guys in the future. College football is back, and I hope to talk with you guys some more. Have a good one, guys.